Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're holding it down. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Toby is in for Brian. Good morning, Tobo. How do you do?
Can't complain, man, other than it just being ridiculously hot. I'm already over this ridiculous weather. I was complaining about the weather when I was hosting on Saturday, saying I kind of hate summer, and I stand by that.
Hold on one cockamamie second here. You hate summer?
It's too hot, JP. Give me 30-degree weather over this any day.
I couldn't disagree more. I don't mind the heat. I like to go in the sauna. Now, obviously, it's hot, and there are some dangers that come with that. Like, don't leave your dog in the car. You know, if you got to be outside, stand under a tree. That's my heat advice. I think in some ways, man, and I'm curious what B would say about this, honestly. Like, I feel like in some ways, everything becomes such an event that, like, every time it gets real hot, people are like, oh, my God, this is the worst. Every time it gets real cold, every time it rains too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I bet 10 days ago we were all screaming about how much it's been raining. And now we're going to scream about how hot it is. In a month, it'll be that it was windy. You know, like, it's just, it's hot. Don't get me wrong. I'm down at the beach, so maybe it's a little bit cooler down here. But I don't know. I'm sorry you don't like the heat. But you're a baseball guy. That's what the summer's all about.
Yeah, I mean,
hot-ass baseball games.
I enjoy going to the yard. I enjoy watching the ball fly when it's hot and humid out at Nats Park. But I also don't mind sitting there when it's 50 degrees. I would prefer that.
So, I don't know, man. I love the summer. I get that it's hot, and the next couple of days are going to be really hot. Maybe we get Cameron on here to figure out when this thing's going to break. But it was also, like, to me, I just try to take the weather in totality. May and all of June until, like, June 23rd have been very cool. Like, we haven't really had much
heat. No,
that's true. And there were some downright, like, Memorial Day weekend was cold. Like, I was wearing a jacket. So, I don't know. Just try to take the macro view on the weather. We do have some sports. We got the Nats just get completely clowned upon in Los Angeles, and it really bothered me. It bothered me to the point that I was at a restaurant watching the end of this game, and I was texting Toby because I was like, what the hell is this? Dude, so I'll let you explain, Toby, but the end of that Nats game against the Dodgers yesterday, in a sport that prides itself on unwritten rules and you know, doing the right thing to your opponent, that was a complete S show in my estimation.
Yeah, big time. I mean, they're up by 10 runs, and so they bring in Kike Hernandez, who is kind of their designated position player pitching. I think he's now thrown 5 1/3 innings. His ERA is like 13.5, something stupid like that. He got his first career strikeout last game out against the Giants, but both those games against the Giants and then against the Nationals, he goes out there and makes such a mockery of it that he's not even able to finish the inning, which is the whole point of the thing. You don't want to use another pitcher. They had to use Anthony Bonda against the Giants last week. They had to bring in Alex Vesia to finish this one off. Like, the whole point of it is you throw out a position player so you don't use a pitcher. I would be so frustrated if I were Dave Roberts that I have to go out there and use another pitcher because you can't go out there and do your job. And I get that you're going to give up hits and
Hold on, you're probably going to give up runs. Your concern is you're worried about the Dodgers manager being frustrated that his shortstop slash fake pitcher is throwing bad pitches? On the list of where I'm frustrated, that ain't very high.
I mean, I'd be pretty frustrated if my whole point is to throw a guy out there to save a pitcher and then I still have to use one. And on Davey's side, I know you were frustrated from the Nationals' perspective.
It's a mockery, dude.
Yeah, the I need you to throw.
Toby, I'll left hand up here. I was in a bar. It was loud. Like, I'd watch the end of the golf, which was incredible, and hopefully a very positive Ryder Cup preview for the U.S. But the Nats were down 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. I wasn't paying a lot. I wasn't really locked into that game, but it was on the TV, and then they bring in this junk ball pitcher, and I'm literally eating my dinner. Shout out to Starboard Raw. The Crystal Shrimp are fantastic. I'm eating my dinner, and I look at this, and I'm like, wait, what's going on here? Is this dude like, my initial instinct was, oh, the Dodgers must have some knuckleballer. Like, because the first pitch I saw, I couldn't fathom that this was a reliever, right? I was like, oh, they must be working, they're trying to develop a kid with a knuckleball or something, because the pitch was 65 miles an hour. And sure enough, that's just the junk this dude throws, and that's when I started texting Toby, like, what the hell is this? It was such a joke, but equally a joke, and Toby, maybe you'll know who it was. So, obviously, this dude cannot throw strikes. I think he threw 30 pitches and 28 of them were balls. But, dude, who is the guy? So, the Nats, I can understand the thought process if you're just like, all right, we're just going to let him throw the junk and get on base. Some dude with runners on first and second, and it wasn't low. I think it was the batter before low. I don't know. Took the biggest meatball I've ever seen right in the heart of the plate. And I get it's a 3-0 count, but, dude, the guy's throwing, I mean, literally ass. Like, this dude, you know how whenever you're watching sports and somebody will be like, oh, man, I could do better than that. I legitimately think, like, the best athletes we have at the station at this point, B, Danny Ruye, like, I think those dudes could have thrown more heat than what this dude was throwing yesterday.
Definitely not Jeff. But for sure.
The one time he tried to throw an actual fastball, he touched 86, and it was 6 feet outside of the zone.
Yeah,
it was a joke, dude.
There needs to be. I hate the idea of doing it when you're up by so much because it's just a mockery of the team that you're beating. When you're losing by 10 runs, it's a little different. Like, the Nationals were getting killed by someone earlier this year at Nationals Park, shocker. And Amed Rosario came out and pitched. And even that gimmick ran a little thin because he did what Kike did yesterday, and he couldn't throw a strike. And if you're going to go out there, can you please throw strikes? Even if it's 55-mile-an-hour meatballs,
just throw strikes. How about when they do throw a strike, swing at it? Do you know the at-bat I'm talking about when it was 3-0? When Cal Ripken hit that home run in his last All-Star game, you might be too young to remember that, Toby, but that's a thing that happened. And I remember on, like, SportsCenter the next day, there was, like, you know, the talkie shows where, like, do you think they grooved Cal Ripken a ball to hit a home run on? That possibly grooved ball to Cal for the home run in the All-Star game was a harder pitch than the one this dude just took at 3-0.
And, yeah, and I guess, it was Luis Garcia was who was looking.
Dude, 3-0. I understand getting on base and taking the walk. Like, I can understand that. You're down 10. You know what would help? A 3-run moonshot because the guy just served it on a platter.
Yeah, it's just annoying to watch it against your team. The Dodgers do this all the time. And this isn't even the worst example of this, JP. Earlier this season, the Dodgers were losing by like 6 runs. And they brought Kike in the 7th inning. The 7th inning. Like, they had this guy for 3 innings because they were like, all right, we're done with this game. Which I think is incredibly stupid. Now, to their credit, the Dodgers have run into more pitching problems this year in terms of injuries than anybody. But I also don't feel bad when you have a billion-dollar payroll.
I don't feel bad at all. you've had some wild takes this morning, Toby, for a usually pretty, like, centered fella. So far this morning, you said you hate summer, and of all the things that happened yesterday, you feel bad for the Dodgers manager. Those are not feelings I share. In fact, I just got a tweet from Matthew Small, said, the baseball expert filling in on B. Mitch and Finley hates summer. I'm tuned out. So, and then another guy made fun of me. Mark Demers said, JP is today days old discovering position players pitching in blowouts. Hashtag what a joke. Hey, Mark, you dummy. That's not what I'm saying. I've seen this before. I don't know that I've ever seen it against the Nats in like a, I don't know, like a that sort of scenario. But this dude was also awful. I can't stress enough.
Yeah, I mean, throw strikes,
please. How bad this attempt at pitching was. So it's not just that. Like, when I saw him throw a couple pitches, I said to my buddy I was sitting with, I was like, oh, this has to be a position player that they're just getting reps with. And sure enough, it was. Like, it was obvious immediately this was not a major league pitcher. Gosh, what a ride that was, though.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you watch the hoops last night, Toby?
Oh, of course. And I thought it was going to be a pretty good game. And even though Halliburton went down early, the Pacers were hanging around, but at some point they needed a shot creator, and they just didn't have that once Halliburton was out, so you saw OKC kind of pull away. But valiant effort by the Pacers to be able to come away with or keep themselves in that game for as long as they did without Halliburton.
Yeah, I agree there. They play so tough, and they're all over the place. And McConnell, you know, when Halliburton's out, McConnell's like this awesome spark plug off the bench. You know what I mean? Like, do you remember, I believe his name was Vinny Johnson, and they called him the microwave. If I barely remember him, there's no way you remember that dude, Toby. But, like, what that dude could do is just come in. I think he was on the Pistons, if I recall. I'm sure he bounced around a little bit. But he could just come in and get you buckets. Like, no problem. And it's, when you have somebody that could come in like that, is just a devastating ability. You know what I mean? But so when you have Halliburton, whose game is really pretty controlled, and in the modern NBA, he's as close to a pass-first point guard as exists, and the offense looks smooth when he's out there, and he can create a shot. And then when you just shift that a little and you get McConnell in there, and it's like this ball of frenetic energy just going all over the court at all times, it's like, whoa, and it's something different. But when you had to just go with McConnell, honestly, I thought the Thunder did a really good job in kind of when they pulled away in that like late third quarter to start the fourth of defending McConnell a little bit differently and like almost giving him lanes and avenues, because if he sees open court, he's just going to go, and then he kind of dribbled himself into trouble repeatedly, and they started just turning the ball over a ton. I thought Rick Carlisle was the better coach in this series, and I guess it took, you know, when a team loses its best player in Halliburton, and then the coach makes some adjustments, but I thought that was a really smart adjustment, and that it ended up just being not a, you know, OKC just had too much, man.
Yeah, honestly, I was surprised that a lot of the success that they had defensively against McConnell, like you said, was some adjustments. But Lou Dort was so much better on him than anyone else, and they kept having Case and Wallace and other guys guard him, and he was able to at least
Lou Dort
body them.
Is good on anybody.
Lou Dort is incredible. D. And I saw Jordan Reed tweeted and said, this dude's playing the wrong sport. He needs to be playing middle linebacker. Like, this dude coming downhill at you, I can only imagine. Like, he is such a good defender, so physical. That's one thing that Oklahoma City, they get away with a lot of fouls, but it's because they basically foul every time down the floor, so you're not going to call every time. They're super physical, yeah. And they do a good job of it. They're consistent throughout the game. They have so many guys that are bought into that end of the floor, and so you see them, when they want to dial it up a notch, they can go to a level defensively that other teams, especially a team like Indiana that doesn't have a guy outside of Halliburton that can really go get his own. I mean, they were just... It was so difficult for them to even just dribble on the perimeter, much less trying to get downhill to the bucket. So it's a credit to OKC. They've been good defensively all year, and they were good defensively last night once they turned it on in that second half. And really, OKC just dominated that second half defensively, and Indiana didn't stand a chance after that.
It is funny, dude, what you mentioned there, because I think you see that more in college hoops than in the pros, where if you have a team that just plays really aggressive defense all the time, and they kind of foul all the time, the refs just don't call it. And, like, I remember when VCU got going with Shaka and they were playing that Havoc. I mean, you watch Houston, the Cougars, with Kelvin Sampson play basketball now. You watch St. John's with Patino. Like, they're just fouling all the time. And even when who's the dude running the Celtics now? When he was at Butler. Brad Stevens. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, it does create these scenarios where the refs kind of suck and the basketball is tough to watch. But, dude, this OKC team is loaded. Do you realize, I want to make sure I'm counting this right, they have two first rounders in this upcoming draft.
Yeah, I mean,
and they have like six over the next three years. Yo, they have two first rounders in this draft. When is the draft? This week, right? Like Thursday or something?
Yeah, it comes up on Wednesday.
All right, Wednesday. All right, two first rounders in this year's draft, three first rounders in next year's draft, and then another two in 27.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Presti's done a great job stockpiling picks, and they've gotten to the point where they stockpiled picks past where they really need them. And, you know, they can make some adjustments to their roster if they need to over the next couple of years, whether it's they can't pay a guy or they don't want to pay a guy and they want to find someone to replace him. I mean, you've got so many picks that they can kind of overhaul this as needed. They've got their superstar in SGA, and they can kind of work it however they want around him.
How many years in the pros is Chet?
I want to say this is his third year.
When does his deal have to come up?
I would think that's after next season. But he's an interesting one because he's been injured so much.
Yeah, dude.
But he's,
so it's his third year, but he's only played 2 years.
Yeah, he didn't really play at all his rookie season. I don't think he played at all his rookie season. Then this year he was injured.
He was good last night, though, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, as a Wizards fan, that's what you're kind of hoping Alex Sarr can be, where he is just a menace defensively, always around the hoop, blocking everything. And, you know, if they drafted Malawach, what we've talked about before, maybe they could have him be a little more of a roamer. But I think Chet Holmgren has a lot of the similarities in terms of body type, game, to what Alex Sarr is. So if Alex Sarr can get to that sort of level, I think he'd be thrilled with that.
So it's over now. It went seven. I still, and I'm not taking shots at any of the teams involved here, I still think this is one of the most forgettable NBA Finals series I remember in a while.
And I think the last couple of years, the
Celtics just kind of beat the Mavs last year, right? Like, what was the last? You said it, dude. Is the last really good one when LeBron beat the Warriors?
I mean, because you just look back at it. So Boston, Dallas last year wasn't that memorable. That was a 4-1 series. Denver over the Heat was a 4-1 series. Maybe Golden State beating Boston in 22 when we didn't think Golden State was going to be able to. Maybe that could fit into that. But that's a 6-game series. Milwaukee over the Suns.
That was good. I liked that series.
That was a good series. Lakers Heat in the bubble.
Bubbles don't count. That's not a real title. LeBron, take the ring off.
So it's at least a couple years then.
The last one, I think, the Giannis one was good. I enjoyed that because Giannis just, like, hit another level of stardom. And, you know, that Suns team was loaded, man. Mm-hmm. They had, they just got up and down the court. It's amazing. And, you know, I'm speaking to a fan base that knows what it's like to have bad ownership. But whatever, we're going to talk about this Durant trade in a little while. You know, the NBA Finals, much like the World Series, the NFL doesn't really have to worry about this because they have 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, and they're happy to have all the different kind of news. But I think if we had to look in a 10-year span, right, three events that happened in the last week in the NBA, the Lakers get sold, Kevin Durant gets traded yet again, and the Oklahoma City Thunder win the title. Hell, maybe not even on a 10-year span. In the immediate, what's the biggest news to you of those three things?
Lakers. It's got to be the Lakers, right? No one was thinking that the Bus family was selling that thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's got to be L.A. getting sold. And I don't know that that's a good thing for the league when you just had a champion and one of your stars get traded and we care more about a sale of a team for $10 billion.
Dude, I almost wonder if I care more about Durant getting traded again than the Thunder ranked third in that list of news.
Yeah, which is disappointing because I think generally we would say, because this is the first time in NBA history you've had seven different champions in 7 years. And generally in a league, when that happens, you would say that's good for the league. But I don't know if it is for the NBA. It's kind of been throughout its time, you need a dynasty, right? You think back to the Lakers and the Celtics in the 80s. You think back to the Bulls in the 90s. You think back to, you know, the Lakers again with Kobe and Shaq, and then the Heat, sure, and the Warriors. Like, yeah. It almost feels like the NBA, more so than other sports, relies on that dynasty, and even if it's just a team to hate, you still tune in to hate watch them, right? Like, people were hate watching the Warriors. People are hate watching the Heat, and all those things, they don't have that right now.
Seriously. Yeah, it's funny. Everybody hates the super teams, but then you kind of need the super teams. Who knows, man? Here's what I do know. It's approximately 117 degrees in the DMV, but nice and cool at my house. You know why? Because I got all new windows and doors from Paul Henry's window installation. Paul did a great job, came to my house, gave me an estimate on different windows in my house. This really meant a lot to me. On some of the windows, he recommended getting the Supreme product, right? But on other windows, especially in my back sunroom, he's like, listen, man, this is such an outdoor area. You don't need to pay extra for this because the windows are just going to get that much sunlight. Like, whenever you deal with somebody that approaches things honestly and isn't always trying to upsell you on every little thing, it changes your opinion. Working with Paul Henry changed my house. It could do the same thing for you. You need to make sure you hit up the good folks at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Call Paul right now. Or you can hit him up on the website at paulhenryswindows.com. Paul Henry's Windows, your clear home improvement choice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.